Your Money Briefing. Money and Market Stories from the Wall Street Journal.
I'm J.R. Whalen in New York. Which airlines offer the most attractive frequent flyer programs of 2018? We'll discuss in a moment. First, these money headlines. Credit card companies could be seeing unsettled skies on the horizon. Rising loan losses and increased rewards expenses are putting pressure on card lenders' returns. The result is that one of the most profitable consumer lending categories in recent years could face leaner times. While cards remain highly lucrative for banks, the benefits of a rising interest rate environment have been muted lately. The added revenue of cardholders paying more in interest payments each month has also been offset by growing competition from lenders trying to poach card customers by offering lower rates. Growing demand from consumers and businesses pushed U.S. industrial production higher in April. The 0.7% jump represented the third straight month of higher production. Households are buying more consumer goods, and companies are stepping up investment in equipment as they gain confidence in the economy. And factories, in turn, are stepping up output. Factory output rose 0.5% over the month and 1.8% over the past year. The industrial sector is a slice of the overall economy, but the boost in output suggests the economy is strengthening. And investing in cryptocurrency can be a thrill, but also dangerous. So the SEC has launched a parody website to illustrate how easily investors in initial coin offerings can be scammed. The site, called HowieCoins.com, is complete with celebrity endorsements, a profile of the website's team, and full specs of a fake ICO. When visitors click on the Buy Coins Now button, they're taken to a page with stern warnings about the promise of guaranteed returns, celebrity endorsements, a white paper with a vague explanation of the investment opportunity, and a countdown clock. This is your Money Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
This Wall Street Journal podcast is brought to you by American Express. The business world includes almost everything, so American Express covers almost everything. It's all connected. Technology needs business. Business needs government. Government needs technology. It's one big circle of backing that's supporting, advising, funding, and informing. It makes the business world go round. The bottom line is that it's way better when someone has your back. You really don't have to go it alone when you have American Express, because they have your back. Don't do business without it.
Welcome back, everyone. Air travelers have long complained about the availability or lack thereof of frequent flyer award seats, as well as the number of miles needed to qualify for such seats. So are the airlines coming around to passengers' concerns? Wall Street Journal middle seat columnist Scott McCartney joins us via Skype to take a look at the top frequent flyer programs for 2018. So Scott, it seems that this will be an ongoing thorn in the side of passengers, but in terms of award programs, it's safe to say that American Airlines gets the gold star for most improved.
Yeah, this has been a long time coming, but American had a very good year in terms of improving their award availability at the basic level. We've worked with the consulting firm on this survey for the past 9 years. Last year, as in previous years, American was very low in award availability. Of all the, and this company makes thousands of queries, of all the queries on American, there was about 50% availability for the dates and routes that we looked at. And this year, they jumped almost 30 points to close to 80%. So significant improvement. American made specific changes to make awards easier to get, and it showed up in the survey.
And the way these awards are measured is how many seats are available on trips of more than 2,500 miles. Is that right?
Well, they look for long-haul routes of more than 2,500 miles and also medium routes less than 2,500 miles. And they look at each airline's 10 busiest routes. So you give the airline the best chance for success. You presume that routes where they have their most flights, they're going to have most seats available. And certainly those are the routes that their customers are most traveling. They look for two seats together, and they look at the basic saver level. So traditionally for U.S. airlines, that's 25,000 miles for a coach domestic ticket. You can certainly pay a whole lot more miles and get more availability. But the advantage of this is we thought really, really better to look at, these are the awards that people most want to get. They're the awards that the airlines most advertise. And the survey looks at to see what really is available.
And two airlines that routinely earn spots in the top five in terms of percentage of availability of frequent flyer mile award seats did so this year as well. Those are Southwest and JetBlue. And Southwest in particular has turned this program into a cash machine for itself.
Yeah, and for its customers. It's remarkable. Last year, there were almost 14% of Southwest passenger traffic was on frequent flyer awards. If you think about it, I mean, this is sort of a crude approximation, but basically one out of every seven passengers was traveling on a free pass. Now, it's not a free pass to the airline. People are earning lots and lots of points with the credit card, which Southwest gets paid for there. And Southwest has found that if they are more once you redeem an award on Southwest, you like the airline a whole lot better. You score it better in net promoter scores. You're more likely to pay extra for early boarding and things like that. You're much more likely to use, not only have the credit card, but use it regularly. And you're much more likely to buy more expensive tickets for your business trips or things like that, where you actually get an incentive to collect more miles. So they're willing to give away a huge percentage of their seats for free because they're getting people to pay for it indirectly in other ways.
And the survey of airline award programs shows that United made a healthy jump up the list.
Yeah, they did. Almost 11 points up the list to about 75% success rate, 76% success rate. United made a change with their domestic saver awards. This was where most of the change showed up in the survey. And United confirmed that last November, they decided they needed to make more of those awards available in the U.S. and Canada. And they've already seen results. They told us that they've already had 400,000 more Saver awards redeemed so far this year than last year at the same time, and double-digit increases in use of awards for this upcoming busy summer season. You know, summer is always one test of this. You can find awards in February, but when you really want to go in July, it seems like you can never find awards. At least in this case, United, like American, decided they were really behind and they needed to do something about it. And so they've loosened up a bit.
And we continue to see the trend of airlines giving out miles or points based on the price of a trip as opposed to the distance of a trip.
That's right. Now, of the 25 airlines in the survey, 11 are now doing it based on the ticket price. And I think you're going to see more and more of this. It works for the economics of the airline. They get to reward people more generously who actually spend more money with them. And for the airlines that have made the conversion on the redemption side, where they just say, okay, each mile is worth a certain amount of buying power, that really does open up availability if you sort of take out the seat restrictions and things like that. That's why Southwest does so well. Any seat they have, you can buy either with cash or with points, and there's a very basic straight conversion rate. So it's not blackout dates. It's not, there are no seats available on this flight. Every seat can be bought with points. And that's been a real help to travelers.
Well, the middle seat column on WSJ.com has an easy-to-read table of 25 airlines and how the number of seats they offer under their awards programs has changed in 2018. It's a good reference, actually, for planning your next trip. Scott McCartney, thanks for joining us.
Great to be with you, JR.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm JR Whalen in New York for The Wall Street Journal.